there's a limited amount, and people's desires are potentially unlimited. If we could, we might go on buying new pens and books forever, but we can't have it all, because everything has a cost. This means that we have to make choices. Let's think a bit more about the idea of cost. Cost isn't just pounds or dollars, though they're important. Imagine a student choosing which subject to study next year. The options are history or geography, but not both. The student chooses history. What's the cost of that choice? It's what you give up. The chance to learn about deserts, glaciers, and capital cities. What about the cost of a new hospital? You could add up the prices of the bricks and steel that went into it, but if we think in terms of what we give up, then the cost is the train station that we could have built instead. Economists call this opportunity cost, and it's easy to overlook. Scarcity and opportunity cost show a basic economic principle. There are always choices to be made between hospitals and train stations, shopping malls and football pitches. Economics, then, is about how we use scarce resources to satisfy needs. But it's more than this. How do the choices facing